A taco. What? I'm sorry. I'm trying to read the script. Let's do it again. Okay. Just cut this part. Okay. Okay, ready? Psst, attack. Come on. Okay. Psst, attack. What? Did you know it's already tomorrow in Hong Kong? It's already tomorrow in Hong Kong. That's not the, it's the title is Already Tomorrow in Hong Kong. That's what I'm trying to say. She's making that face. What face? I'm a bear. I don't know. You know what you're doing. Okay, so it's a 2015 film. Where were you in 2015? I was moving down to Florida in 2015 in September. What did the movie was released in 2015? What month? Oh, I didn't do that research well. Okay. It's a very interesting movie. It has 7.8 on my drama list. That's nice. Yes. Here's the thing. It's not in Chinese. It's actually 99% in English. Correct. It's about these two Americans who meet in China or Hong Kong. Isn't the same? I don't want to get into politics, so let's stay with Hong Kong. Okay. They met in this birthday party and they established a very well interesting communication. They had this chemistry, but sadly the young man has this girlfriend, and this is where our main actress, main character Ruby, decided to go like, nope, you're done, buddy. I don't do this to other friends of mine. They were not friends. I don't do this to other people, and you know, you get the idea. Yeah. And this is when Josh was like, okay, so bye, whatever. No. But it was very cool to see that 1 year later, they actually met each other once again. And this time, instead of just a couple of minutes together, they end up, I guess, the whole night. Yeah, almost the whole night. Or 1 hour and 20 minutes. The movie. Yes. Something that I really enjoyed also, it was that she was the outsider. I mean, you see her, she's Asian and all, she knows the whole place. But no, exactly. Yeah. But she actually was the visitor, and he was the one showing
He
her.
was the tour guide.
Exactly. He was showing her all the ropes and how to get the discount. And yeah, I know what you're saying. That really. That's something extra of the film. I don't know why. Because she was Asian, you would think that she would know the whole scenes. And it's yeah. I don't know. That's my take. Okay. Well, without saying the ending, because we don't like to spoil endings, correct? What did you think about the movie? And I have another question, but I'm gonna ask you later at the end. What decision would you have made? You already asked the question. Okay, so what do you think of the movie? I really loved the film. When I saw the trailer, I don't remember when it was, and I remember reading the comments, and somebody said something about the Ethan Hawke movie, Julie Delpy movie, Before Sunrise. Well, that's a trilogy. And they were comparing it with that film. I honestly don't do that. No, not at all. It's not the same. No, it's. This story is very unique. Yes, it had that kind of vibe, two persons with a gay, an amazing chemistry talking and getting to know each other. But this movie was solid. I mean, you cannot compare one movie with three films. Yeah, exactly. I really enjoyed it. It has some very interesting dialogue, authentic, funny, silly, and again, the chemistry together, they end up getting married. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that small detail. We mentioned it before watching it. Yeah, so before watching it, I already did the research and I brought him to his attention. And yeah, never check if your crush is married. You were heartbroken? Yeah. But it's okay. I'm very happy for them. Okay. Beyond the romantic core, the film also serves as a very visual love letter to Hong Kong, right? The cinematography captures the city's dynamic energy. I really like that there is a all these cultural elements, whether it's the food, going to shop, the mini stores. Yeah, I saw the selfie stick and I was like, oh yeah, 2015, that was the selfie. The selfie stick came out. I remember that. Yeah. Now, it's a very interesting love story because when they reunite that year later, Josh and Ruby have a partner. I mean, Ruby is dating this guy, Josh is dating this girl, and even though they're dating and they still start talking and hang out. Yeah. So honestly, to me, that was one of the best things about the movie because you're starting to see their chemistry, you're starting to see, oh my goodness, they're bonding. What is going to happen here? Yeah, oh, you felt very overwhelmed. Oh, I was like, I got so anxious. And in most movies, you don't get to see the climax of the film. Almost when the movie is about to end, you see actually the climax. Correct. In this film, the climax is the end. And then, again, we don't want to spoil it, but oh my goodness, that was got me off guard. I knew it was gonna end like that. Oh, you saw the end? No. I knew it was gonna end like that. I'm like, okay, this is gonna be the end. And yeah, okay. Now, again, not spoiling. What decision would you have made? Well, whether to stay with my girlfriend or stay with Ruby. Correct. Definitely Ruby. Oh, what happened with Saoirse Ronan? No, forget about Saoirse Ronan. No, but the character Josh established that he has this problem with his girlfriend. I mean, he has not met her parents yet, correct? And although she wasn't very supportive with the whole writing, I mean, he stopped being a banker or whatever he was, and now becoming a writer. It was something that they were still working on. She wasn't that supportive as he was expecting. But Ruby did support him. Well, Ruby was an outsider. Of course, she was going to say, oh, yes, Josh, I really, really wish you your best. And then Ruby, on the other side, even though she had her partner, her fiance, yeah, that was crazy. But you can also see that she wasn't that, in fact, it's actually that climatic scene, that final scene that they had this conversation. And it's when you realize, like, oh my goodness, what is going to happen here?
Yeah, they
Got you off guard.
uh-huh.
What do you have done? Oh, I wish they would Josh big time. That's funny. Well, I'm very curious. You are older than me.
Yeah.
Way older.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I still look young, though. Not with your Irish look. I know you don't like to talk about your private life, but you had the girlfriend before. Oh my goodness, I know where you're going to say. Oh yeah, you had a girlfriend before, and you met this girl who was engaged.
Yes.
So it was very interesting that in this movie happened the same thing, and I'm very curious. What happened with that friend of yours that was engaged and you had a girlfriend and didn't work out? In your situation, and didn't work out. We haven't said the ending of the film. But tell me a little bit about it. I'm very curious. She was engaged. The guy had a kid. She was like, she felt like she was a third wheel. You know what I mean? So she had, I guess she had cold feet. That was it. Okay. And this is when the delusional otaku tried to, I didn't try to do anything. I was just there talking to her. It's just like in this movie. She ended up marrying the guy. She ended up marrying the guy. It was never like in this movie, like, oh, we should be together. No. I don't even know why you brought this. I just wanted to talk about it. That's very mean. That's how I am. Well, we already established that you were to stay with Ruby. I would have stayed with Josh. No, I'm kidding. Ruby was beautiful. She was. Oh, you kidding me? Oh my goodness. Where else have we seen her? She was in Sin City. I remember. She was Deadly Little Miho. Oh, yeah, you see? And then she was in the Once Upon a Time, Mulan. Oh, you're so smart. We should do Once Upon a Time Season 2. Just because of her. What do you guys think? Do you agree with us? Great time. Or do you agree with the ending of the movie? Yeah, I guess. Are you answering for them? I don't even know what I'm doing. So, whatever. All right, we'll see you next time, guys. Bye.